The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a very wealthy man, was seeking to see Jesus. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. And when they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He is gone to stay in the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay them four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man, who is descended of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save those who are lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening.
How are you this evening?
Good.
You are good, but I am tired, you know, so many masses. All Saints Day and All Souls Day and weekend mass. Oh. A young family went to a nice restaurant for dinner. One of the little boy in the family happened to find a bright, shiny dime and was fascinated by it. He put it in his mouth and started to choke on it. The parents became frantic and started calling for someone to help their choking son. A man at a nearby table came over, turned the baby upside down, gave him a few swats, and the dime came out. The parents were so grateful and asked the man, "Are you a doctor or a medical practitioner?" "No," the man said, "I work for the IRS." Not aware, so many are sleeping. We read in the book of Genesis that after their disobedience, Adam and Eve hid from Yahweh among the trees of the garden. God called to the man, "Where are you?" The purpose of God going in search of Adam and Eve after disobedience was not to punish them, but to bring them back to himself. That is the purpose of God's searching. Not to punish, but to bring them to himself. The story of Adam and Eve repeats itself in every man and woman that comes into the world. Sin takes us away from God. But God, in his love, goes in search of us the very moment we abandon him through sin. God will be always searching, and he will never leave anyone. Last Sunday, we heard Jesus speaking to us about a Pharisee and a tax collector who went up to the temple to pray. What happened to Pharisee and the tax collector? God accompanied the tax collector home like a friend walking by the side of a friend, determined to stay with him. While the Pharisee returned home terribly lonely with his pride as his only companion. Here, the tax collector wants to see God, and he wants mercy of God, where the Pharisee is full of pride. That's why he went alone where the tax collector accompanied with God. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is not telling a parable or a story, but he really encountered another Pharisee called Zacchaeus. So today's gospel is not a story. It is the incident, history. What had happened? So the name Zacchaeus comes from the Hebrew and means the pure one. Zacchaeus means the pure one. Before reforming his life and meeting Jesus, Zacchaeus was the pure only in name, not in deed. This is very important. He is pure only in name, not in deed. After meeting Jesus, Zacchaeus was the pure one, both in name and in deed. Let us see how he became pure in name and in deed. And let us go back to today's gospel reading. What happened to Zacchaeus? What is the background? Why he came searching for Jesus? The Palestine was ruled by Rome at the time of Jesus. Zacchaeus in today's gospel was a Palestinian Jew employed by the Roman Empire to collect taxes and send them to the Rome. That is his job. During the time of Jesus, Jericho is one of the beautiful and important town and a trade center. Zacchaeus is one of the rich tax collector in that area. When he collected taxes from his fellow Jews to give to the Romans, he always included something for himself. This is the secret of Zacchaeus. Everything that he needs materially in life, he has all of them. Everything he has. Everything. He owns 1 M and 4 P's. What is 1 M? 1 M is money, power, pleasure, pride, and even problems. This is the background of Zacchaeus. So what happened to Zacchaeus with this background? He was rich, but he was not happy. He is lonely because nobody liked to be a friend. He is the most hated man in his place. He is a deceitful man and a traitor to his own country. He accepts under the table money. His riches gave him a lawless privilege. This is what he is. Everything corruption. Everywhere corruption. Every word is corruption. Every action is corruption. Full of money, money, money. Want to become rich and rich and rich. So, according to his will, he has become a wonderful rich man. So, what is the problem? is happy. What is the problem now to Zacchaeus? When ye hear about Jesus, who welcomes tax collectors and sinners, he is determined to see Jesus. Listen, when he hears about Jesus, who welcomes tax collectors and sinners, he is determined to see Jesus. With this point, the conversion starts in Zacchaeus. Somehow, he wants to see Jesus. He might have come to know that Jesus is a nice person, wonderful man, a good teacher. He loves sinners because no one loves him. He may have the plan of having Jesus as a friend so that he can have dialogue, because no one talks to him because he is a sinner. So, since he was short and because of the crowd blocking his vision, he could not see Jesus. See, already the conversion took place. When he thought that he wanted to see Jesus, already the conversion took place in Zacchaeus. In spite of being a rich and important man, he did not hesitate to climb a sycamore tree to get a better look. He is a great man. He is the richest man. But he kept all his richness, all his greatness down, and he climbed to see the light of Jesus. Jesus reached the spot and looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down. Hurry, because I must stay at your house today." He hurried down and welcomed Jesus joyfully. So these things will not happen simply. He wants to see Jesus. He climbed a tree. And Jesus came and stopped as Zacchaeus came down. What a great gift. What a great gift. Many wants to speak with Jesus, but no chance. And Jesus himself speaks with Zacchaeus. What a great opportunity to Zacchaeus. He comes down. He hurries. And he comes down and he is filled with joy. Now, it was important time in the life of Zacchaeus. He is standing in front of Jesus. He is standing in front of Jesus, talking to him. Things were changing fast within Zacchaeus' heart. When he saw Jesus directly, the things were changing in his body, in his mind, in his heart. Everything is changing, changing, changing. All his values turning upside down. In his life, money and possessions had been main, but it did not seem to count anymore. Beautiful. Beautiful conversion. He did not carry anything, what he had. He is carrying only Jesus. He wants only Jesus. He wants to talk only to the Jesus, not to money, not to property, and not to his position. He wants only Jesus, and he wants to be with Jesus alone. Zacchaeus makes an announcement. Beautiful announcement. Sometimes we also decide to make this kind of announcements. "Jesus, I will distribute half of my possessions to the poor." If I have cheated anybody, I will pay back 4 times the amount. The conversion. The real conversion. The Zacchaeus changed himself. His life was completely changed, turned over. Completely changed. Here Jesus saw a person's heart, his search for repentance, and his hope for the future. Indeed, salvation had come to his house, not only to the person of the tax collector, but his entire family. This is really a wonderful incident in the life of Zacchaeus. The rich man became as a merciful man. The first reading tells us that God is merciful towards sinners. And this is how God comes after sinners for conversion and to redeem. Zacchaeus' life is the best example to each individual person in the universe. In the universe. How Jesus was searching for the sinners. We heard in the first reading, God is full of mercy. Full of mercy. He always after the sinners. He was always after Adam and Eve when they committed sin. Not to punish, but to save. Not to punish, but to save. In the same way, Jesus, he was searching for the sinners. He wants to bring back them to God. And Zacchaeus is one of the person, a sinner, came back to God. Because of Jesus' attitude to sinners in welcoming them and eating with them, Jesus gives them the opportunity for repentance in an atmosphere of acceptance. Jesus dealing with the sinners is not for the fun or not to eat or drink. It is to bring the sinners to God. So, money can buy bed, but not sleep. Money can buy food, but not appetite. Money can buy medicine, but not health. Money can buy pleasure, but not joy. Money can buy books, but not wisdom. Money can buy weapons, but not peace. Money can buy beautiful grave, but not eternal life. Money is an article which may be used as universal passport to everywhere except heaven and as a universal provider of everything except happiness. Finally, it is what Zacchaeus realized, and he opened the door of his heart and invited Jesus, who is everything. He completely opened his heart. He spoke to himself, Jesus is the only one that I want, not other things. He completely opened his heart and he welcomed Jesus into his life. Jesus is telling us today to come down. If you climb the tree, if you are on the tree, or if you are on the building, or anywhere on the top, Jesus is asking us to come down to the level of Zacchaeus. Will you come down from your tree, abandon sin, and invite Jesus to your heart? This is the question we need to ask ourselves today. I am sure you are not on the building or not on the tree, but you are yourself. You are not like Zacchaeus, newly converted. You are the oldest one. Oldest children to God. So, if you meet Jesus, you will not remain the same and you will be different. If we meet Jesus, you will not be same. You will see the difference. This is the message of today's readings. Are you meeting Jesus? If you meet Jesus, really you will see the change within yourself. No peripheral meeting. Hi, hi, bye, bye. Hi, hi, bye, bye. Peripheral. No peripheral meeting. With strong conviction, with strong faith and hope and trust in Jesus, we need to meet Jesus every day. We are all meeting every day. The conviction must be there in our meeting. No bye-bye, hi-hi. Ah, Jesus is my God, my Savior, my Lord. I believe Him, you'll save me. No. You need to meet Jesus every day with conviction like Zacchaeus. Then we all will be saved from everything. Let us concentrate on our own meeting of Jesus and how we are convinced with Jesus. And let us meditate on our conversion.